Greetings, everybody. Hope you are all good this morning, late morning, noontime, afternoon, evening, night, wherever you may be. This is your host, Billy Bob Random, and I am here to bring you Random Cats. 10 minutes of random at random times. Tonight we have started at 8:12 p.m., a time chosen randomly by spinning the scheduler time minutes-wise. The hour was not chosen randomly. It was an hour which I was available for, and I chose. So there are, of course, random elements to life, and then not so random elements to life. I'm going to try to go this whole 10 minutes without one single guest joining, which would be incredible. I do have a note of pride that I would like to share with you all. I am one of the top followed live casts on CastBox. This being my fourth episode, I find that a great feat, although there are only around 7 or 8 live casters currently on CastBox, I believe, from my last count. Anyway, it is a pleasure to have you not join me here live, but maybe you're listening to this randomly on the replay because it popped up, because they're still tweaking the algorithms and various data that AIs this live cast into your ears. Well, I do have one joiner now. I would like to welcome Wild Boys to this incredibly random event full live cast. Welcome, Wild Boys. I hope that you are doing well, wherever you might be in this round earth of ours. I currently am sitting on my couch, and I'm having a cold, hop-fueled beverage that you might call beer, or whatever language you might speak, you might call it. And Wild Boys is gone, so yeah, it's a slow night on CastBox. I understand that. Some nights are slower. Actually, I find this to be one of my best shows ever so far, 3 minutes into it. And I'm quite excited. One of my worst shows so far, the third show, the previous show to this one, I had the most people, so it was quite confusing that it would be like that. Hello, Riley. Welcome. I'm thinking of a random thing to talk about. I was telling the previous follower, not follower, but joiner, that I was on my couch having a fine cold beer beverage. I was going to say beer-like beverage, but it's actually a beer that I'm having. Hello, JB. Hey, it's my old buddy Eric, the king of the algorithm. Eric, can you tweak my live cast so that I immediately get a double-digit number of live listeners? Is there any way you can do that for me, Eric? I would really, really appreciate it. JB, welcome to the Random Cats. 10 minutes of random at random times. Time tonight chosen to be random was 8:12 p.m. I'm coming up on halfway through this current 10 minutes, and I would like to talk to you randomly where I am. It's evening, so I'd like to talk to you randomly this evening about taking pictures of your significant others. I don't know if you guys have had this experience in your life, but I am currently in a relationship where my significant other, which is a female, is in constant need of me taking pictures of her, and they are never to her liking. Never. In fact, these picture-taking experiences often wind up in some sort of a fight or a brawl. Not a brawl, not physical, really. It's more of just a intense argument. Welcome, random ID people. Eric, it looks like you guys changed the algorithm to where real people's real names do not pop up by default anymore. It seems like it's going to their ID, which I commend you for, sir, if you are indeed who you say you are, which is the cast box. I can't remember what I saw in your profile, but it's like live cast product specialist for Castbox. I think that's what it is. Anyway, let's get back to our story, guys. I'm not sure if any of you have ever experienced this thing where you take your significant other's, usually a female's picture, and you being the male. It's never right. They're never happy. They're never satisfied. And generally, whatever way they turn out looking, you might think it's like the hottest, greatest picture ever to exist. But they never are satisfied, and eventually it becomes completely 100% your fault. And that is something that boggles my mind that I have not figured out. So if you'd like to join in this conversation, there's a green phone icon. If you'd like to give me your quick answer to why you think that is, or you could just type it, simply type it as a comment here. I would love to see it. Or if you're listening to this in a replay, you can also leave a comment. To answer my random question of this particular live cast, which is how come that female significant others are never satisfied with the pictures you take of them? And even if they are satisfied, they all just pretend. Like I've never understood. Like eventually they just accept that you are not a very good picture taker. Greetings, Christy. Welcome. Thank you that you're representing. I believe you're representing the females here. My question for this random 10 minutes of random and random times tonight is why, when I take a picture of my female significant other, it is never good enough. This is my question to you guys. I hope someone in the comments can give me some sort of deep psychological explanation for this, because I have tried mercilessly, I don't know how you say that word, but I've tried a lot to find a way to really take the correct picture when I'm asked to, and it never ever works out correctly. It never ends well, and I honestly cannot figure out why that is. But maybe some of you who are listening to this can figure that out. Why that taking pictures of your female significant other often, you being a male, often ends in some sort of a fight or a disagreement or an argument, or you aren't good enough, you can't take pictures good enough, everything becomes your fault. Anyway, I don't know. I do have a cat, in case you're wondering, in this final minute of my 10-minute cast, which now only Eric is a part of. Eric is some sort of a bot-ish live cast support guru. I'm guessing he has some sort of special ability computer where he's listening to all live casts at once, which I believe is still only one or two at the most, but that's pretty awesome. Anyway, I do have a cat. It's the one pictured in my profile, Random Cat's profile pic. It is a female, and it is incredibly annoying. It does not like me. It often is in my lap at times when I don't want it there, and I cannot figure out what its purpose is in life. Everyone, I've really enjoyed you popping in. Most of you have been here for, I would say, less than 3 seconds. Most of the people that join this live cast, I would say the average user, although Eric upped the average quite a bit, the average user was here less than 3 seconds, I believe. Good night, everyone. Good morning. Good day. Good afternoon, wherever you might be, whatever time you might be listening to this replay. Eric, don't forget to tweak my algorithm so that it jumps up to the the atmosphere, the terrasphere of live casting, so that I may reign ultimate. Thank you.